Welcome to WGIL Galesburg Live. Now, this week's host, Terry Cavanaugh.
It's 8:35 on Galesburg Live. I'm Terry Cavanaugh with Chris Enroth from the University of Illinois Extension talking about what you can be doing in the winter, like some pruning that you can do, especially like Chris 2 weeks ago when the temperatures got into the 50s on a Saturday and you really wanted to be outdoors.
You wanted to get outside.
Well, if you've been inside and into any of the stores like Lowe's or Menards, for example, the last couple times I've been in there, Chris, I get caught in front of the seed racks. You can't plant anything now unless maybe you're starting it inside. I'll have you describe that. But the seeds are out. The packets are out for all kinds of veggies.
It's time to start ordering. And I spent probably several hours yesterday looking through a couple different websites trying to get some seed for some of our volunteer projects that we do around the area. And I discovered that there's a lot of seed that are already out. They're out of stock. Yeah. And so it kind of changed some of the varieties of vegetables that we were interested in growing. So, you know, get out there, go to the store, get some. A lot of us are getting seed catalogs right now. And so make sure that you go through and get those seed ordered because I think people are just chomping at the bit to get outside. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
When you talk about seed catalogs, are there some that are better than others, or are there parameters that you should look at so you know you're getting quality products, or are they all pretty good?
I think if they're able to send you out a decent catalog, and usually it's something if you've used them in the past,
and
if you've been satisfied with the product, then yeah, that's a pretty good one. A lot of the catalogs we get from all over the country. I do like to, order from things from obviously Illinois. Sometimes you got to go over to Wisconsin or Missouri, Iowa. So I like to kind of source my seed locally, but there are suppliers that are just as good as a supplier out in the East and West Coast. Yeah.
Yeah. And most of this can probably be done online now, right, as opposed to getting some catalog in the mail?
Exactly. I really like doing it online because I can really find a specific variety if that's what I'm after. Especially, if you're interested in sowing fine seed, like lettuce, that's really small seed, or carrots even. It's really hard to get that seed, planted, at a six-inch spacing, because you're dropping all kinds of seed everywhere. There are some companies that offer pelleted seed, which means that it's a single seed encased in a capsule. It's larger, easier for you to handle. Usually they do that for more commercial type applications with a seeder, but it works really well seeding by hand also.
I was going to say, because some of those, like when I'm sowing flowers sometimes, and you open up that packet and I'm like, if I sneeze, they're gone.
Apparently I am holding 500 seeds in my hand. Yeah.
They're going to go away pretty quick. Mm-hmm. But what do you recommend if somebody wants to get started now? Is it too early, or can they start things inside with, and what do you need specifically, Chris?
Oh, it's not too early. I know there are folks that they're getting going, especially with their cool season vegetables. So if we want to focus more on cool season right now, you can even plant some of these outside. And pick one of those warm weekends to do that. So if you think about our lettuce or our spinach, our kale, those cool season vegetables, broccoli, we can plant those outside right now, but you have to protect them. If you have time to invest in this, obviously a good thing to have would be some type of a low tunnel, which is essentially PVC plastic bent into hoops, and you stretch plastic over top of that, sheets of plastic, and that protects the seed. But you can do something as simple as plant the seeds in the ground, or either put them in a pot and take like a milk jug, cut that in half, and just set them on top. It protects them, creates this little mini greenhouse effect.
Yeah.
And just on a warm day, just keep in mind that you probably have to go out there and maybe take the cap off of that milk jug to make sure that you get some water, make sure that it doesn't build up too much heat and get too hot in there. You can start your cool season veggies right now. I know there's folks doing it outside even, using the milk jug or a low tunnel.
Low tunnels, yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. As far as your warm season veggies, though, your tomatoes and peppers, you can probably get those started right now inside.
No, I was going to say, when you see the seed, you also see all the trays, all the little containers and that. So I'm assuming, yes, you can go inside with that now.
Yeah, you can. If you want to get a leg up on your neighbor, you want to be the first one in your block to have that red tomato. Yeah, you go ahead and get them started right now. And so, you know, you would order varieties like Early Girl or something like that. And you really do need to make sure that you have a proper seed starting equipment. So some type of tray or pots. Mm-hmm. And then the media, the potting soil that goes in there is really important. So potting soil is kind of a misleading term. You're actually not using soil at all. You're using a soil-free mix. So when you go to a store and it says potting soil on the bag and it's really heavy,
That's dirt.
That's dirt. Don't use that. Potting media or soil-free mix is very light. It's mostly peat, perlite, maybe a little bit of compost or organic material. It's made to drain very quickly and freely. And so, you know, you can still get these big, heavy bricks of it. It's like 4 cubic feet stuffed into a 2 cubic foot bag. So, yeah, it's a little heavy, but it's still light when you pick it up, you know, compared to the size.
And that is good for what? Like your tomatoes and things that you're going to plant inside?
Good for any type of seed starting material. Mm-hmm. Good for even if you're going to do container plants or house plants. You know, that type of soil-free mix is what we need to be using inside and starting our seeds.
When do you make the transfer? When you think it's warm enough, after Mother's Day, or the growth of the plant indoors determine that?
A little bit of all three of those things. And so, obviously, you want to make sure that you avoid getting any type of frost damage or even cold damage, which is a little different than frost damage on, say, like tomatoes or peppers, because even if it doesn't get below freezing, temperatures in the 40s at nighttime for a tomato will slow it down enough where if you just waited maybe another week or two, you would have bigger tomatoes, probably tomatoes earlier than putting them out too early. So, you know, waiting till after Mother's Day, that's kind of our rule of thumb in our central Illinois climate. And looking at the growth of the plants inside, are they getting too leggy? Do they need more light? And then before you take them from inside to out in the garden, you have to go through the process of hardening them off. Because inside there's no wind, there's no bright sunlight. Right. So the plants have to develop the waxy cuticles. They have to develop the tolerance and resistance to wind and sunlight. And if you just take them straight from inside to out in the garden, they might die. And so we have to harden them off by taking them outside for a period of time, bringing them back in at night, and just doing that for a week. And then you can harden them off that way.
Yeah. I would have probably missed that stuff if I'm doing it inside. I just know that as anxious as you are in May to want to plant because the days are getting nicer, if there's still that chance of frost or it's still really cool overnight, if it's not onions, you hate to stick it in the garden. And the cool weather crops aren't so bad, I don't think.
Yeah, cool weather crops, they taste sweeter with the cold weather. Mm-hmm. And so spinach, I think, tastes totally different in the spring and fall than it does in the summer months.
Really?
Yeah, it's much sweeter. If you sow carrots in the fall, you can hold them over and probably harvest them even now if you're in like a high tunnel or something. And those are called candied carrots because of the concentration of sugars is great to help protect the plant from the cold weather. And our benefit, they taste very sweet.
Yeah. Interesting. Do you plant sweet potatoes, Chris?
I did plant sweet potatoes last year. That was an interesting experience.
Okay, did it work out? I thought you mentioned that last summer. So
I planted 25 sweet potato slips, and I harvested over 100 pounds of sweet potatoes.
Oh my gosh.
So anyone needs sweet potatoes,
I got them. I should have told you before you came in.
Yeah, my wife says I don't want any more sweet potatoes. So yeah. So sweet potatoes were actually a lot of fun to grow. They were really pretty easy, actually. Ordered the slips online. So how you would grow a sweet potato is you could order a slip online, which is a plant, like a transplant. But you can start these from home. You just take, I'm just going to take one of those sweet potatoes I got, bury it in halfway in some damp sand, and the plant will respond, or the sweet potato root will respond by sending up shoots. And then you just cut those shoots off and you can plant those into either a container or plant them out in the garden. Just make sure it's warm enough because you need sweet potatoes are one of those very tropical plant, can't really tolerate much mm-hmm. cold, and they need a very long growing season is what I found out. But I harvested sweet potatoes last fall, like the size of a football. And you don't see those typically in the grocery store. Usually those get made into sweet potato fries. They're like processed like that. But everything from something the size of a football into something the very small sweet mm-hmm. potatoes, I called them fingerling sweet potatoes. Yeah. They're delicious to just roast whole.
Does one slip yield one potato, or does a slip yield several potatoes once it gets fired up?
Yeah, once it gets fired up, you'll get several potatoes out of that. So one slip is one plant. And the way sweet potatoes grow, they are a vining plant. And so I had them going in the high tunnel, and I had tomatoes and peppers also. Now, the tomatoes and peppers grew above the sweet potato vines, and the vines then covered the bed, and mm-hmm. I didn't have to worry about weeds.
Oh, because they came like a mulch.
Yeah, it turned into a living mulch. And then my tomatoes and peppers, I was picking them and then, you know, pulled those out. And then a few weeks later, harvested the sweet potatoes. And yeah, you'll get several tubers. And wherever the vine roots, it has potential to send out mm-hmm. roots and then send and develop more sweet potatoes underground.
Wow. And
it's a fun crop to grow too. Yeah, the kids love pulling that stuff uh-huh. up. Sweet potatoes, carrots, potatoes, anything it can pull out of the dirt.
Mm-hmm.
It's a lot of fun.
We're going to take a break. We're with Chris Enroth from the University of Illinois Extension. We'll get a little buggy coming up after these messages.